information, news, and entertainment on demand. Welcome to the Wealth Building Hour.
Hello, I'm Barbara Weltman. I'm a small business advocate and publisher of Big Ideas for Small Business and Idea of the Day, both of which you can find at my website, barbaraweltman.com. Thanks for joining me. And welcoming today, our first guest is someone new to the show, Patrick Redig. He's been called America's top turnaround man. He's also known as the CEO Whisperer for his unique one-on-one work with 24/7 with the CEO. And Patrick, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for asking.
Well, our topic today is faith in leadership, and I know many people don't like to use the G word, God, when they're talking especially about business, but I'm fascinated by your approach to turnaround and working with CEOs. Perhaps before we get into some questions on faith in leadership, you can explain a little bit about what you do.
I am a turnaround man, so I go into corporations and I help them recover themselves. But the unique thing about my particular area is most of the people that I help have been left for dead. Nobody really wants to help them, and those are my people. And I believe in them, and I teach them to reconnect with themselves and to believe in what they're doing and what they have done already. But I don't really have a lot of competition in my area because they're really, when I get there, it seems that there's nothing left.
Well, you certainly approach things in an unorthodox manner. So why don't you describe some of the methods that you use to bring the CEO back to life, if you will, back to functionality?
It's very true. By the time I get there, the CEO is feeling a little without life. And so we focus on the CEO. Numbers are important, but I see numbers as a road sign rather than the road itself. I focus on the guy, on what he is doing with his life in general. I focus on where he's at, let's say, with his family, with his business, of course, with his creditors, his relationships. I focus on his relationships. And I also focus on his health, because by the time I get there, basically, he's worn out. He's worn out physically. I would say he's worn out spiritually. He's worn out mentally for sure, and you can bet he's worn out financially. So we have a lot of things to focus on besides, well, Bob, what are the numbers today? It looks like we're negative. That would be a duh, as my 11-year-old would say. That would be a duh. The numbers are negative, you know. So I don't need to go in there and tell him things that he already knows. I need to help him recover himself because the engine behind the company is the man, you know, the CEO, or man or woman. It's the same challenge as man or woman. I often call it the chair they sit in, the chair of the CEO. We have to respect that, including the person sitting in that chair. We have to respect the position. And I start rekindling the inspiration that they had to start with when they made their company. Does that make sense?
It sure does. But I'm curious to know what the phrase faith in leadership means. Maybe you can explain a little bit of that.
Well, I will. But first, I got to tell you, I thought you were going to ask me what is the question or how do you know you can help someone? But I had that cued in my head.
You can be the interviewer and interviewee. That's great. Make it easy for me.
It dovetails right into faith because the very first thing I ask the guy after talking to him is I say, "What do you want? What do you want?" And if that guy says, "I want my business," he's my guy. You know, I mean, I'm looking at a guy who's negative. Everybody's mad at him. His wife is afraid or mad or scared or everything. Her house has been refied to the max. Charge cards are maxed. You know, This is not a comfortable place. And if this guy can look at me in this disaster he's sitting in and say, I want my company. That's the insane asylum called entrepreneur, okay? And I
Absolutely.
Love that. I love that. So, and I would say to him, let's rock. Let's take the hill. And if he says to me, I just want to get out. I want to sell my company and maybe make some money, which is a crazy thought in the first place. It's all negative. What are you going to sell it to? That's not my guy. My guy is insane. My guy is insane. And he says, I want my company. I love my family, and I want my company. And that's the beginning of good faith, if you will. Faith.
Mm-hmm. So good faith means that you want to keep the company going, but you got to get yourself, you got to get the CEO in a position to see that things improve.
Well, let's take a look at the word good and faith. Good faith, not meaning like good intentions, I guess, but good, like a good donut or a bad donut. A bad donut would be 3 days old, right? A good donut is just out of the oven, right? Good, something that's good, something that's, tasteful and wanted and great and, a good faith is something where the intention behind it is good. His intention behind his company is good. He's made, he's got himself in a box, and not necessarily by making bad decisions. Sometimes people just don't know the information. They run out of information. You know, good intentions are good for a while, but you have to have good information too, knowledge, if you will. So if I still have the good intentions behind, if he has good faith, he wants to do it. He has faith in himself, faith in his product, faith in his company and his constituents, faith in his family. If he still has that, even though things are, on the rough, I can work with that. I can work with that. And we start doing that by I tell him, let's go get something to eat. Let's start eating right. Let's start working out right. And let's get back to a list of what needs to be done. And that list, of course, is can be a short list or it can be an extensive list. And it's a day at a time. It's not the list of what we're going to do over the next 6 months or 6 years or 60 years or how are we going to retire or anything like that. It's just today. I get him focused on today.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I think that if you get your head on right and you start to follow through on certain activities, I think that things will come along. What's the flip side to good faith?
Bad faith is where your intentions are. Let's say that my guy wants to do well, and he says to the bank, I will pay you on the first, okay? And the first comes along, and my guy doesn't have the money, okay? He did not lie to the bank. He really wanted to pay the bank on the first. He anticipated a receivable that didn't come. That's bad faith. Bad faith. He had faith in a receivable that didn't happen. And he couldn't pay the bank. Now, people get that confused with a lie. A lie is a lie. It's not, good faith, bad faith, upside down faith. A lie is a lie. When people lie, they know they're lying. They say, I'm going to pay you on the first because they want to get the guy off the phone. That's a lie. Bad faith is when, for me, I teach them, you have had good intentions. So when you call a creditor and say, dude, I had every intention of paying you, and my receivable didn't come through. I have to call you later today. I have to get this guy to pay me. It creates bad faith, for sure. The intention was good, but it didn't come out so good. It kind of came out bad. And so I make sure that I delineate that between good faith and bad faith with my clients so that they don't feel like they are continuing to fail. That every time they come up with a good idea, it fails. I need to let them know that their intentions are in the right place. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work. And when it doesn't work, we got to come up with solutions. And sometimes those solutions are as simple as being honorable and saying, like I said, dude, I've got a problem. This is my problem. And sometimes people go underground with their, you know, they don't want to answer the phone. They get overwhelmed. And by the time I get there, they are overwhelmed. And what I add when I get there is some fresh energy. So I get back on the phone and I get him on the phone and we all get on the phone and we talk it through. And if people get mad, I tell my guy, let them get mad. Let creditors get mad. You owe them the money. Let them get mad. Let them vent. Let them talk. You know, and let's try to turn this thing around back to good faith. And good faith is I have collected the receivable. I'm walking it over today. You know, I'm walking it over. You can turn around. People get excited like bad faith has happened. Okay, we didn't make our payment. Oh, okay. Well, when the underdog finally gets paid and he pays his bill or he gets current, people rally around that. But not a lie. When you lie to people, your credibility is, it's hard to recover from that. And that's why I tell them, if you have lied, let's go there and straighten this out. Let's turn it around, you know?
Yep. Patrick, we're coming up to a break, so I don't want to get into another question. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your take on failure, because that's the title of one of my books, and we're going to talk about that later. But I want to make sure everybody knows where they can find you, which is the Rettig Corporation.com. That's R-E-T-T-I-G Corporation.com. The Rettig Corporation.com. I'm Barbara Weltman. You can find out more about me at BarbaraWeltman.com. You're listening to Wealth Builder Radio. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversation with Patrick Rettig, America's top turnaround man.
A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers, into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Small businesses are the lifeblood of America's economy. Every Thursday, SBA Radio interviews industry professionals and is dedicated to provide small businesses with timely insights and innovations. Visit www.sbaradio.us for details.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
If you heard that sound, you probably are eligible for insurance from Navy Mutual, insuring the men and women of the Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard. Here's what one policyholder, retired Navy Commander Thomas Dade, had to say.
Navy Mutual is the best insurance decision I ever made. I wish you had a savings plan available that earned the rates my Navy Mutual insurance has been earning.
Navy Mutual Aid Association, started by military members in 1879, serves active, reserve, and retired military today. Navy Mutual honors our military by providing them affordable life insurance with the features they need without fine print, sales fees, or military service restrictions. Value, integrity, trust, and stability are the cornerstones on which our commitment to you and your loved ones are built. Call Navy Mutual at 1-800-628-6011 or navymutual.org for your personal life insurance plan consultation. 1-800-628-6011 or navymutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.